This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing I don't like is I don't like reporters that write about guns that don't know anything about guns, but my guest knows about guns. I've met him once. He's been on the show more than once. Joining us, it's been a while though, joining us from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
It is going. You
it's
have been...
going, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Been a
absolutely.
While, man. I
yes,
think both of you...
Things are good with me, but you've been busy.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good. That's good.
Been
things,
busy.
Oh, things are going well over here as well. Can't complain.
Yep.
Can't complain.
you have been writing quite a few things here lately because you've been a very busy person. So just, I mean, what is today? The 12th of October. You've been very prolific. I want to talk about some of the things that you have written about and what you may not have written about these things. Like, for example... I was stunned. I don't know that I've ever seen an instance where the anti-gunners will fall back to a position where they say, we're going to take one for the team and not appeal this to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They did this. They've done this. They cried uncle, as you wrote. What do you think about this? What was the background behind all of this?
Well, of course, you know, Bill, as you know, unlike states like Virginia or North Carolina, where it is, I believe, a shall issue concealed carry provision, which means that if you submit the proper paperwork, take the courses, and pass a background check, the state has to give you your concealed carry permit within a specific period of time. In Virginia, it's 45 days. Now, in may issue states, as your listeners already know, are usually Democratic, and they can turn you down for arbitrary reasons, and D.C. is no different, being a heavily Democratic city. And, there was a lawsuit filed against that good reason provision in which an applicant has to show that, like, their life is in danger to obtain a concealed carry permit. They sued. They won. A three-panel decision, 2-1 decision on the D.C. Court of Appeals said it was unconstitutional. There was an appeal for an en banc hearing for the full court that was turned down. But in the interim, that good reason provision was being enforced. So now that the en banc request was turned down, the only course of action the city had to save this provision was to appeal to the Supreme Court. But now that Neil Gorsuch is on the court, it probably would have been a 5-4 decision that it would have been struck down as unconstitutional. And that would have reverberated to the rest of the states that have such a similar provision, like in Illinois and New Jersey and Maryland. So, yeah, they took one for the team, I guess. But, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, you know, we can all celebrate the fact that Second Amendment rights were once again prevailed.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, sooner they're just... This was just buying time, because sooner or later, I mean, the Ninth Circuit came out today, I think, with a ruling saying that you don't have a right to sell guns.
We'll see what happens there. Yeah, no, that's going to get overturned usually. The Ninth Circuit always gets overturned a lot, so.
Were you surprised that the D.C. Circuit said, no, we will not give you an en banc hearing?
I have to say, maybe a little bit, yeah, because, you know, this has been at the heart of a very long legal battle, but I guess this is their, way of saying, hey, you know, it's settled. I mean, we've argued this. I mean, I think more to the point is, the whole law in general, Bill, you know, that whole good reason provision. I think that sooner or later, and the Supreme Court has passed on this numerous times, there was a lawsuit in Maryland and in New Jersey,
right,
requesting for oral arguments on this provision, and the court has turned them down, and they turned them down again, I think, last year or this year, I forget. There was a similar case in which, you know, someone was like, you know, this is an unconstitutional provision within concealed carry, and the court passed on it. I think they're going to have to hear an argument, because I think there's just going to be so many questions. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of we're looking at a double-edged sword, and you know, if there's someone with more legal knowledge that listens to your show, and they call in and say what I say is totally wrong, I'll gladly say I stand corrected. But remember, the Supreme Court doesn't really get into these issues unless there's a serious constitutional question. And you know, since McDonald v. Chicago and the Heller decision, the conservative movement and the Second Amendment movement, you know, the pro-gun rights movement, you know, we've been very, very successful in the courts,
right,
in arguing our case and expanding, you know, carry rights. I mean, every single portion of the country has a carry provision. You know, you can carry in D.C. You can carry in Illinois. I mean, Illinois was the last holdout for concealed carry. You know,
right,
again, we may not like the provisions that, you know, that some of these states have regarding those laws, but hey, there is a right. You know, take that home at the end of the day. It's progress. You know, so. You know, it seems to be that even at the lower courts, you know, it's settled law. You know, you have a right to own a firearm. You have a right to carry it. The other layers of that, you know, it seems that SCOTUS doesn't seem to think that there's much urgency. But there could have been if the D.C. Attorney General wanted to appeal this, but I think they knew that it would have been 5-4, because even though Anthony Kennedy is sometimes considered the bellwether on the court,
right,
on gun rights, he's been very, very good. So it probably would have been 5-4, and then it would have reverberated. So like you said, they took one for the team, they cried uncle, but take what you will. I think it was a good day for the gun rights movement.
Now, do you think that if Trump were to get to seat another Supreme Court judge, that the next time one of these things came up, Clarence Thomas and Alito would hold sway? Because I know Clarence Thomas gets really excited when they don't decide to hear these things.
Yeah, he actually got very upset. I think the most recent one that the court declined to hear, I think he was like, we're going to decide this sooner or later. Like, we should probably do it. Or at least he thought that there was enough merit for the court to hear those arguments. I think, absolutely, if we get another Supreme Court justice, the odds of that happening increase tenfold. But, until that time, who is it? Kennedy might be retiring. You know, there's all these rumors that he could retire in the summer. Well, the summer's over, and he's still there. It's kind of
Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You don't think that she's sort of teetering on the edge of quitting?
I think that she is a committed jurist, and I think she will stay like the late Scalia, Antonin Scalia. I think both of them, in terms of work ethic and service, those principles, I think they were based, and I think Scalia actually said that he was going to do it until he couldn't do it anymore. And I think Ginsburg the same way, and those two were very, very good friends.
Yeah.
So, I think, if Hillary had won, I don't know. You know, maybe she would have stepped down. But again, that's all conjecture and speculation. And in fact, you know, what comes with SCOTUS speculations, I mean, it really is a crapshoot.
Let me tell them a little bit about you and how to find you before we go into the break, please, sir. Matt Vespa is the associate editor at townhall.com. He's worked for CNSnews.com, and he has won the Americans for Prosperity Foundation 2013 Andrew Breitbart Award for Excellence in Online Activism and Investigative Reporting. He is my guest this evening. This is Lock and Load. Here we go.
ATWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ATWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. Matt, now, you're out of Virginia, right? Am I right about that?
Yes, I live in Virginia.
Okay, do you like Frank Sinatra? You're sort of young for that.
I liked him in Manchurian Candidate, though. But,
sure. as soon as you get a little older, you'll start listening to his music. It just happens, okay? Don't worry about it. It's just a natural thing.
Sure. Okay.
I like Sinatra. I like him. So that's why I was And Nancy Sinatra, she was a good-looking woman as a younger lady, and now that she's in her 70s, she doesn't look all that bad, although she was particularly ghoulish right after the shooting in Las Vegas.
Yeah. She tweeted that I believe that the members of the NRA should line up in front of a firing squad. Which is sort of explains why we have a Second Amendment. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yes, it does. Now, doesn't it seem odd to you that right now the confluence of things that's happening right now, where the gun controllers that either want NRA members dead or they want there to be a monopoly on violence where the government has them, right? And yet, at the same time, we have Black Lives Matter and Antifa because the government is fascist.
Yeah.
And we want to give all the guns to the government.
Yeah.
Do these members of entertainers and the media and everything else, do they need like a scorecard to figure out, you know, exactly what the angles are here and what they should be saying? Or is this just the way they do things?
I think maybe the way they do things, I think they should probably go back to school or something. I don't know. But at the same time, it does show, you know, this is their mindset. You know, more government power, more people, a smaller group of people controlling more government power is the way to, you know, advance their progressive agenda. And, government is a good thing, and the instruments of that can only be trusted. So only police and the army can trust it with firearms, for example. So, that's their mindset. I mean, I'm sure you've seen endless posts on Huffington Post, Bill, these mommy bloggers, saying stuff like, I tell my son to, that only police and the army should have firearms, et cetera, et cetera. So, it all feeds into that mindset. But that tweet, which she deleted, by the way, is rather ghoulish. It was ghoulish. And I think this is the reason why we can't have a conversation about gun politics in America, because I think there is a discussion to be had about, beefing up, our detection and treatment for, mental illness, because most perpetrators of mass shootings have exhibited signs of mental illness, voices, schizophrenia and whatnot.
Right.
People who shouldn't be, near a firearm, people should be mentally adjudicated and whatnot. But, you can't have that because you have people saying, stuff like NRA members should face a firing squad or, we're all somehow partially responsible for what happened in Las Vegas because we supported gun rights. And, it's as expected from, these people, these liberals from these urban bastions of power where everyone thinks alike. But, rather disturbing. It's an end of discussion type tactic. But here we are. And, when we have the facts of what we do know from this shooter is that, he bought his firearms legally. He passed background checks. He had no mental health issues, and he had no run-ins with the law. Okay, so what could have stopped him besides an outright gun ban or policies of similar nature? So, which is not going to happen. But, I know that that's probably not a nothing we could do is a horrible answer to give to the 58 victims and their families and the hundreds that were impacted by this lunatic, but it's not the NRA's fault. It was solely the fault of Stephen Paddock, who, for reasons that we don't know yet, went up to the 32nd, checked into the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
Right.
To the 32nd floor and decided to open fire on 22,000 concert goers who were enjoying the final night of the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. And, speaking of which, besides Nancy Sinatra, let's loop in the CBS executive.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure your listeners have read about this woman who said that, the victims deserve no sympathy because they're country music fans and country music fans are gun-toting Republicans. Well, I believe Toby Keith is a Democrat. you know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there are a lot of Democratic country fans. There's a lot of Republican country fans. There's a lot of independents who are country fans. You know, it's music, for crying out loud. You know, that transcends, any race, political affiliation, ethnicity, or, you know, religious affiliation. So that was just, first of all, a horrible remark. Two, a stupid remark. And three, chalk that up to the annals of, social media biting you in the rear end and costing you your job.
Yeah.
So, and I think there was a Chicago area deli owner who felt the exact same way. So,
should we be calling these gun grabbers out and saying, look, you don't want common sense gun control. You want to confiscate guns. If you want to have a conversation with us, at least be honest about your goals.
Yeah,
because
I think that we should say, remember they always say, let's have a debate. You know, how many more bodies will it take to have a debate, a discussion about this? Okay, fine. Let's have a discussion about this. Because if your side is the ones that are just spewing out, facing firing squads and saying that victims of gun violence don't deserve because they're probably Republicans, yeah, let's have that debate. I think we should have it. I think that we should call them on their bluff. We should, I think that members of Congress, and I'm speaking on myself here, let's have that debate on the House floor and on the Senate floor, and let's discuss their proposals and how it will do absolutely nothing to prevent future mass shootings. And I know people, they always take the route of, well, it's the cumulative effect of doing a lot of stuff. Well, okay, I like government to, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, Bill, if government's going to do something, it should be bills that actually help people and better us as a society or whatnot, not just to do something for the sake of doing something to, fill your campaign coffers. Nicholas Kristof had a column in the New York Times.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're coming up on the break.
Sure.
So I do want to touch on that, but I also want to touch on the fact that, you're at townhall.com, one of the associate editors. I met Matt in 2016 with the late Bob Owens. And were you at the last NRA meetup?
I was not. I had to skip that one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I remember that one very well. Yeah, Bob and I spoke with you in the media room. It was a good time. We're going to miss Bob. I'm sure
we're
going to miss Bob.
I have been. Let me tell you.
Rest in peace, brother.
Rest in peace. My guest is Matt Vespa. This is Lock and Load.
She would've known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Is Lock and Load. My guest this evening from townhall.com is Matt Vespa. And have you ever been seized with the desire to run down the middle of something in the New York Times with a cricket bat in each hand and just start swinging at some of those guys that are supposedly writers?
Not often, not really.
Okay.
They're just wrong. That's all.
that'll be flitting into your psyche now that I've mentioned it. Now you're aware. You're aware now. Tell Katie Pavlich I gave you that one. Anyway, I think all of you that actually try to put out fact. It's like a badminton game. Like you're serving the birdie over on one side, and they're filling it with concrete every time they try to serve it back or head it back your way.
Yeah, and then they bring out and then they wheel out three other machines to throw balls at you on top of that. So it is a constant battle.
Nicholas Kristof, over at New York Times. He had the concrete filled birdie. How did that particular game go? What do you think of that one?
Oh, I think I had a very good game myself. And any other person who wrote about that column, I think that at the Federalist they actually had a pretty good column over there. Going line by line through his suggestions. He had nine suggestions, and of course, the typical expanding background checks and smart gun technology and safe storage requirements, et cetera, et cetera. All of which won't stop mass shootings. I know smart gun technology is another
unicorn.
Yeah, another tenet of the anti-gun agenda. And
well, like his number five. Now, listen to the way he writes this. Limit gun purchases by any one person to no more than, say, 2 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What if he'd said 3 a month or 1 a month? I mean, is this something where he's just sort of riffing on his typewriter here or what?
I think that what he's trying to revert back to, I mean, I think we had this in Virginia, Bill, a couple of years ago. Oh, not a couple of years ago, but in early 2000s. You can only buy one firearm a month. And,
right. California still got it.
Yes, California still got it. I think, you know, it's a completely arbitrary argument. And it's not really, it doesn't do anything because most mass shooters buy their guns legally. So how would this stop any future mass shootings? With smart gun technology, again, the guns, the firearm is bought legally. It's not going to change anything. Not to mention, I believe the technology on that is also a little bit twitchy. Am I incorrect? I have read stuff.
No, it is completely.
Sometimes the thumbprint doesn't read and can't unlock your own gun, and it's just a disaster. Is that right?
Well, either that or you got to spend, $1,900 to have a .22 pistol that even if you have the watch on, cannot run through a whole magazine without having a misfire jam, something like that.
Oh,
so.
Man. $1,900 for that, huh?
$1,900. You got to buy the matching enabling wristwatch, which is about the same size as the Clark Flavor Flav used to wear.
Yeah, right. Or if you're, I'm sure your listeners know, $1,900. You can get a nice M1A Springfield rifle. So if you want to
dole that out. Some serious stuff.
Yeah, get some serious. Go out there and do some serious target practice with that one. So
his number 9 also bothered me because he says invest in research to see what interventions will be more effective in reducing gun deaths, so we can base our policies on robust evidence. Couldn't we just tell them, hey, how about allowing black families to have a dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's certainly that angle. I mean, I think that Lois Beckett, who is, I think, ProPublica, but she actually wrote, I think, a couple years ago in the New York Times about how the assault weapons ban, the 94 assault weapons ban, didn't do anything to curb gun violence. And she's like, well, you know, we have the data. Yes, there are obstacles. You know, I'm sure in the gun control crowd always talks about the obstacles. But, you know, there is data and, you know, it's out there. Whether or not we act on it is, you know, they say it's on us. But, you know, another thing is, you know, we also know, Bill, that when you increase concealed carry permits and you increase the access and people obtaining them, crime goes down.
Yeah.
You know, number 8 kind of bothered me a bit because, you know, first of all, you know, safe storage. Okay, well, again, the shooters, they have no prior run-ins with the law. They buy their guns legally. Again, what is the safe storage requirement going to do to prevent mass shootings? Not to mention that, I mean, accidental deaths in the home by firearms is like at its lowest in like 25 years, according to the National Safety Council. So I think it was, and it dropped another 17% between 2014 and 2015. So, you know,
in premature death in the United States, 2.5 million people die a year. And if they wanted to really make a dent in that, the first thing they should do is just try to cut medical and misadventure by half, and that takes out about 100,000 deaths right there by itself. Because that's number 3. Heart
and
disease and cancer, number 1 and 2. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. And the other, the number one cause of death, I think children under 7 is drowning.
Yes.
So, again, it's not to, you know, marginalize it. I mean, it's still tragic, but it's not like they're trying to portray. I know, for all the talk about Trump, you know, and his speeches and how it portrays a darkness of America, you know, into darkness. You know, there when we have one of these tragic incidents in which we should all come together and mourn and maybe have a discussion to see what, you know, what we could do to beef up, you know, mental health or whatnot. You know, they decide to go in this route where they think that America is a war zone, like it's, you know, like it's like the Wild West, that there's, you know, kids are shooting each other constantly. I mean, granted, in parts of the country, like in Chicago, it is incredibly bad. It's incredibly bad. It is tragic. We need to do something to curb the gun violence there. But at the same time, Chicago has one of the most stringent anti-gun laws on the books. And you know, maybe it's just, you know, better policing, better intelligence. I don't know what it is, because every single time we try to have this conversation, the gun control crowd always says, they always nod their head and say, okay, how about expanding background checks? And then it goes off the hinges again.
Background check, you know, to me, background checks, and I think Alan Korn wrote an article about this. I think background checks are a lie. It's a Polaroid snapshot. We know this now with Stephen Paddock. We knew this with Elliot Rogers. We knew this with James Holmes. These guys that are doing this for that Polaroid moment in time pass the background check.
Yeah,
with unencumbered because they haven't done anything yet. That doesn't mean that what's about to happen is not horrific. But I mean, this constantly. Going after it. But I mean, like I said, I just want them to come out. If they want to have an honest discussion with it, they should leave and say, and by the way, we just want to ban all guns.
Yeah. And force them into, because I think we all know that's where they want to go. Yeah. Expanded background checks is not the end game. And that's why, you know, we have folks on the Hill talking about banning bump stocks, because 12 of the 23 firearms that Paddock had in his suite, had bump stocks, which I'm sure your listeners know uses doesn't make it into an automatic. That's one thing that drives me up the wall when people in the media say, oh, it converts it into an automatic. No, it doesn't.
No.
That would be totally illegal. That is super illegal to do that. But it uses the recoil to increase the rate of fire of a semi-automatic firing system. And from what I've read, they're gimmicky, they're expensive, they jam. They're really only used for recreational shooting, you know.
Yeah, they turn a lot of ammo into noise.
There's no practical use for them. But, you know, we're going to ban, you know, there's legislation to ban them. And you know, it may seem like common sense, but like as I've written previously, you know, you give a Democrat an inch, they're going to take 7,000 miles.
There you go.
And
I'm about to run out of time in this segment, and I know you got to go. So
I just wanted to close with, you know, with Bill, you know, if we ban bump stocks, well, then what's the argument for us to say, you know, no to stopping, you know, the ban on high capacity magazines?
Because
then they have us. Then they have us.
Well, another accessory.
You voted to ban us. Yeah, exactly. You voted to ban that accessory. Why not this one? Why not this type of ammunition? And then it just snowballs. And given how the GOP has been on messaging, which hasn't been, they have a mixed record, you know, it's just going to get into a messy, messy argument with the media. And I think that's something that we should try to, you know, we should base things on the facts, and we should have the debate. And
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're fighting against construction so that Matt can get out of his parking garage and everything else, but he wanted to stay long enough, thankfully, to wrap this up. So I'll let you finish up with whatever you wanted to say there, sir.
Yeah, first of all, I'm sorry I went over there a little bit, Bill. I sometimes got buttoned up with the statements, but basically what the take from this is, yes, let's have that debate. We have the facts on our side, the legislators on our side, but most importantly, the facts. Let's not be afraid to argue, and let's have that debate. And I think we'll win. So, but other than that, thanks for having me on your show, man. It's been a while, and it's always a pleasure to come on.
Well, we will do this again pretty soon, because I just saw something that you published that we're going to have to come back and revisit. It must have been the last thing you did today. So, Matt Vespa, townhall.com. Go check his stuff out. He is very prolific, and I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show tonight, sir.
Oh, I thank you for having me on. Have a good night.
You too. Now, I have long been one who looks at entertainers, and I've always thought they're just pretentious. But these revelations that are coming out of Hollywood now, obviously they're actually quite predatory there as well. Now, Harvey Weinstein, you know, he's the flavor of the month right now. He's the latest one to be out there, and he's been doing it for years, decades. I saw where Sean Young's career tanked after a few movies in the 80s, and she had made allegations back at that time of unwanted sexual advances from some unknown executive. I wonder if it was Harvey Weinstein. Because today Kate Beckinsale came out and talked about it. This is not, Kate Beckinsale is not a controversial actress. At least 20 women have now accused him of this. And this is a guy that was a big Democratic donor, fundraiser. This is a guy who thought he bought his way to safety and beyond any sort of reproach. But, and this has been an open secret among Hollywood elites, but he is far from alone. Like R. Kelly. singer R. Kelly. He was accused in July of running an abusive sex cult out of his home. He allegedly made teenage girls sign non-disclosure agreements before forcing them to be his personal sex slaves. Woody Allen is still writing and directing star-studded films despite his own sex abuse scandal. He was accused of sexually abusing his adopted daughter when she was as young as 7 years old. His son, Ronan Farrow, who is the one that also dropped the Harvey Weinstein thing, wrote a column last year describing the media's complicity in keeping his father's alleged abuses out of the public eye. And he's still welcome among the Hollywood elites. He has a movie coming out called Wonder Wheel, which will star Kate Winslet and Justin Timberlake. Then there's Roman Polanski. He was accused of drugging and raping a 13-year-old girl in 1977, and he later pled guilty to a lesser charge of statutory rape, but avoided prison by fleeing the country to Poland, where he has successfully fought efforts to extradite him to the United States. Four different women have now accused Polanski of sexually abusing them as teens. And his scandals have not kept him from being popular among the Hollywood elite. An audience full of movie stars, including actress Meryl Streep, gave Polanski a standing ovation at the 2003 Academy Awards, and he continues to produce films today. Piers Morgan wrote, "The truth is that Harvey Weinstein was able to get away with what he did for so long because Hollywood, led by two-faced Ms. Streep, doesn't really give a damn about powerful men abusing young women. That's why they cheer Polanski and still finance and star in his movies." It's not just young ladies. Corey Feldman. He has said that he and another actor, Corey Haim, who's now dead, were repeatedly sexually abused as child actors by the men in the movie industry. Pedophilia, according to Feldman, is more prominent in Hollywood than the public realizes. And he said he would love to name names, but fears getting sued if he does. And at least one of his accusers, he said in 2016, is still prominently in the business today. Director Victor Salva pled guilty to five felony counts related to his abuse of a 12-year-old child actor. He served 3 years in prison but remains active today. Earlier this month, the Daily Beast described Salva as the pedophile director embraced by Hollywood. John Travolta has faced a string of sexual abuse claims. Documents published by Gawker in 2013 revealed that Travolta's insurer paid out $84,000 the previous year in regard to sexual assault claims against Travolta. At least seven different men have accused Travolta of sexually abusing them. These are the people that would tell you and lecture you on what you should be doing. These are the people today that are fronted by people like Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, Trevor Noah, those guys. These are the ones that have these people on here. Matt Damon. I watched a Matt Damon movie today. I watched Jason Bourne. These guys are like football players who are like cabaret dancers, who are like street entertainers, who are like YouTubers. They're all entertainers. Some of these people begin to believe that they are more than that. And that is simply not the case. And it has never been the case. If nothing else, these are people who don't know the meaning of no. Don't know the meaning of no. Now, Ashley Judd, I mean, she wasn't a nobody. She was the younger sister of the Judds. Winona and Naomi. She decided to be an actress. And yet, Weinstein was going after her. Rose McGowan. She had her Twitter account suspended today because she's been going after people, Gosh, I just forgot it. Batman. What's who's guy playing Batman now? That's how much I think of this guy. It'll come to me in a minute. Turns out he's been there's video of him groping somebody on MTV. Ben Affleck. There you go. Ben Affleck. So these are the people who would lecture you about what you need to do. They want to control you, and they can't control themselves. And therein is the biggest problem of all. The people who listen to them. Now, when I get out here and I try to give out facts about why gun control is a bad idea, I don't hit nearly as many people as Kim Kardashian with her 40-some-odd million followers on Twitter. She can put out two barely coherent lines about it, and she's going to hit more people than I do. And that's the problem with America today. Too many low-info voters look at these people and they canonize them. They make them, they extend their status. Really, truly, people in Hollywood have a very short shelf life. I mean, when was the last time you saw Billy Zane in a movie? Or Mike Myers? Or Dana Carvey? Or Eddie Murphy? Now they're famous for what they've done, not for what they do. But these people are no better than you. In a lot of cases, they are much worse than you. They just happen to have a gift for making you believe that they are something that they are not. And that's the way you got to look at them. They are the same thing as a gifted juggler, a gifted ventriloquist, a gifted dancer. They are entertainers. And they entertain really well. But that's as far as that goes. They got way too many irons in the fire to be trustworthy beyond anything else. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.